Now, you may never have heard of William Burke Cockrane before, but in the late 19th and early 20th centuries, he was one of the most famous Irishmen in America. He served six terms in Congress. He raised money for De Valera and Ireland. He knew Mark Twain. He taught Winston Churchill and W.B. Yeats more than a thing or two about oratory. And William Burke Cockrane will be honoured in Sligo City Hall this evening. And on the line to tell us more about this remarkable man is Dr. Fiona Gallagher, an historian and a member of the Sligo Field Club, the local historical and archaeological society. Dr. Fiona Gallagher, William Burke Cockrane sounds like quite a man.
Good evening or good afternoon, Anya. Indeed, he was. And it's incredible to think that he has been forgotten. But in his day, Cockrane was the leading figure in the political life of the United States from the Gilded Age of the 1880s right through the Teddy Roosevelt era of progressive politics. And we're very lucky that his deeds and memory have been resurrected over the last few years by one of our members, local historian Kevil Burns. And that formed the nucleus, I suppose, of our exhibition and our seminar this weekend.
A remarkable orator by all accounts. George Moore saying Yeats basically couldn't deliver a speech until William Burke Cockrane taught him how to. And even Winston Churchill, that famous orator, saying he'd learnt it all from him.
Absolutely. And of course, Cockrane was reputedly the lover of Lady Randolph Churchill, who was the mother of Winston. And indeed, it was Cockrane who met Churchill when he got off the boat in New York in 1895 to sort of better himself and learn the gift of oratory from Churchill. And I think the tribute that Churchill paid to Cockrane in 1932, saying that this remarkable man made a strong impression upon my mind. I have never seen his like or his equal. So I think that's a good accolade from Churchill.
And of course, you've been doing so much work there to, if you like, bring his memory back to the fore again. And what's happening in Sligo City Hall this evening?
Well, Cockrane was made a free man of the borough when he came back. It was his final visit to Sligo before he died in 1903. And he travelled home for the last time. He visited the ruins of his birthplace and he was greeted, of course, with a rapturous welcome in Sligo Town Hall, with thousands lining the street as he walked there from Sligo Station. But for some reason, his name was never inserted on the roll of freemen. So Sligo County Council are holding a ceremony tonight to remedy that at the Town Hall at 7 p.m. And his name will be formally read into the record and insert it on the roll of freedom.
Well, he sounds like a fantastic character, and thank you for talking to us about him. That's Dr. Fiona Gallagher, historian and member of the Sligo Field Club.